3, 2, 1.
And we back.
Are we?
Woo!
I'm just enjoying nuts.
You're always enjoying nuts, Chris.
I wouldn't believe it, but it's actually Chris today.
What up?
It's Chris. Baby boy been gone for some months, man.
That's not baby boy. Look at me, man.
What?
Look at me. Look at this shit.
The sexy beast, man.
That's
what it is. You're sexy, dog, and I enjoy it.
As soon as I found out he was in town, I was just gleaming, dude. I had such a big smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what I was planning to do. Nobody knew I was coming.
I almost shit it myself.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm sorry. He actually brought up something that I want to talk about. You remember how we were talking earlier?
Mm-hmm.
How he said, oh yeah, you know, I didn't let anybody know that I was coming down.
Yeah.
Straight up, right? So we, you know, George texts the group because we all share our locations with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, Chris, when the fuck were you going to tell us you're in LA? Because Chris didn't tell us shit.
I just sent my location.
No, look.
I didn't understand what he was sending.
Look, Chris, how many times have you been down here before? Without us knowing.
Look, this is the first time. There was no time during the
mm-hmm.
semester.
Mm-hmm.
Look
me in my eye and tell me the truth.
I promise you, this is the first time. I came down because my mama cried when I got here, so.
All right. His cataract didn't twitch.
Like we're going to check whether or not his all mama right. cried.
It's true.
He uses that as backup, like, oh, okay.
All right.
I swear on these nuts that I'm about to eat.
Okay, well, I believe him then.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you lie, it's going to choke you right now.
One can only hope.
Yeah, this is the first time. You know, came down in what? Since August? Beginning of August?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a long ass time. 7 hours on the road. Worth it.
Yeah.
Indeed it is, man. My butt.
Your butt?
Your butt. Chris is here 5 minutes. You're already like, all right, Chris, I'm getting ready.
Nah, see what happened was blood talk kind of slipped out.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah,
I was about to.
Just talking.
I was changing N's to B's, you know. But I don't. I'm sorry. All right, just.
All right, you were saying.
We're just happy to have you back, man. You don't understand. I'm sure once this podcast does finally drop, is going to be losing her shit. All right.
Oh, that's true. I haven't even stopped by 31st.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She messaged me when she saw the photo of us.
She's gonna lose her kneecaps.
Oh, it's on. You put it on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No, on Snapchat. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
She messaged me and she's like, wow, he really did grow his beard out.
Cheers to growing beards.
Nobody believed me.
Yeah, the three people that actually grow hair on their face here. I will admit I'm the weakest of the three.
But it's okay.
But I'm still better than George right now, so I can live with it.
Baby face. That's what he wants. A baby face.
He's gonna stay smooth his whole life. Lucky bastard.
Nah, I like where I'm at.
Hey, cavemen are making a comeback, dude.
Well, what do you call it? That's racist.
He's not a caveman, I'm the caveman, if anything.
I don't know, you looked at him and said cavemen are making a comeback.
He fucking puts Nair on his shit, man. He manscapes to the extreme. To the fullest. Like,
I don't put it on my shit per se.
Not
on
your shit.
I put it on my chest.
That's what I meant by your shit, man.
All right, because if I don't regulate it, it gets wild.
Let it get wild, man. That's why I say I'm the caveman, and you're not. Look at you, baby smooth. I don't feel anything. I can't even pull anything.
You guys want a room?
Maybe.
I have a bed.
I got his nipple.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Anyway, we got a couple topics coming in to you guys. The first on my list is, I'm sure all y'all wondering, what the hell has happened to Chris within these last couple months?
You guys want to start with that?
Oh yeah, that's definitely what we're starting at. You're the topic of conversation, baby. Go for it.
Well,
all right.
Let's see. San Francisco.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's cold as fuck, for one. Summer, well, the end of summer, this August, whatever, was extremely cold. I went up there in shorts and a regular shirt, thinking, it's going to be the same as last time. Just, nope. Mm-hmm. Next day, I went shopping.
Yep. I had the exact opposite experience when I came down here. I was like, I should be fine in all my warm clothes. LA is not that hot. and then I come down. I'm
man,
like,
you gotta
shit.
Slap with a heat wave. Yeah,
I need to get a bunch of shorts, a bunch of short sleeve shirts.
Man. Isn't it San Fran? It's below sea level, right?
Some parts of San Francisco, mm-hmm. not all of it. It's yeah. very hilly, as I'm sure you know.
It is. Mm-hmm. I kept rolling down. Like,
it's scary driving there.
Dude, it is. Alright, so people think downtown LA is bad. No, fuck that. Downtown San Francisco is really fucking bad. I don't know how to drive down there. Like, one moment I'm driving normal, thinking I'm good. Out of nowhere, I take a little curve, and I end up in a street that says one way this way, one way that way, one way this way, and there's a fucking trolley coming. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to get on the tracks with it?
Yeah. It can be pretty confusing out there.
Next thing I know, I have people honking at me and flipping me off because I'm not moving. Because mm-hmm. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the fuck to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
How's school going?
School so far, it's good. First 3 weeks, I would probably say were the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because of the readings. There's a lot of readings. A lot.
I believe it.
Who would have thought you'd have to read to study law? Damn.
Damn, wait, imagine reading.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm incapable.
That is true.
That's a struggle.
What do you mean that is true?
He's incapable of reading.
Damn.
That's why I watch anime, not mangas.
Alright. That's why you watch anime with the dubbed, not the sub.
Exactly, because that's a struggle too.
Mm.
I go cross-eyed looking at both.
Why would you look at both if you can't read it?
There are times when I just catch myself just looking at the subtitles.
Yeah, I don't
even
mind
if
it.
It's in the language I understand, I'm just looking at the subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Reading takes up too much time. There was a time when I started briefing cases in each casebook. That shit would take up 3 hours per class. Dropped it and just started writing note margins. Law school is like high school. They'll talk shit just to distract you and, you know, throw you off your game. You are competition. It's always going to be a competition regardless of whether people say, oh, it's not a competition. We're just here to help each other. Bullshit. No, they'll give you the wrong notes just to fuck you over.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said it's based on a kind of a ranking system.
That, too.
Because you want to graduate at a certain rank. Yeah. And so by putting you down, they're putting themselves up. Yeah.
Yep.
For the record, I apologize for that.
It's okay. It's okay.
I know Robert's going to be mad at me when he edits that part out.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
It's chill. I've done it a couple times. I'm hungry.
We need the pizza now.
The ranking system, it makes people dicks. At first, everybody was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. They literally try to pull you out to bars to get your ass out there and leave you stranded.
That's not worth it.
And the part that sucks is that BART over there doesn't run like Metro.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't run late till like maybe 1 or 2 or 3. No, 12 o'clock or 12:30, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're cut off. That's it.
Damn. BART, that's the transportation system in San Fran, right?
That's one.
Yeah. They have a couple. So they have trolleys and then they also have Caltrain.
Mm-hmm.
But Caltrain only takes you so far. It doesn't take you all the way into San Francisco.
Yeah. It only runs, it runs north to south. So it'll get you to Gilroy and then it'll get you to San Francisco, but it'll only get you to a part of San Francisco where you have to walk to everything else.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's different, but it's nice. Like I was telling, we were talking about Caltrain, and it's really, he was saying it's like Amtrak. It's like, it's a very nice atmosphere. You get like two levels, you get these nice seats. So they're good, they're positives and negatives, you know?
Yeah. It's rich people, BART. Like, it's more expensive, I think. But it's worth it.
How much is it?
Well, to cross two zones, that's how they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
How they charge it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, automatically they're going to charge you $12.
Oh.
Like, you tap your Clipper card, 12 something is deducted.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. And wherever you get off, you have to tap again, and then maybe, like, you'll get refunded.
Maybe.
Yeah. You will get. If you forget to tap, you won't get refunded, and you're fucked. You just paid $12 for one ride.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's definitely cheaper to own a car over there.
But it sucks to drive.
In San Francisco, yeah.
In San Francisco, yeah.
Outside of San Francisco, it's okay.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Then here's the better question. How much is gas in San Fran?
$5.
Ooh!
It's bad, man. It's bad up there.
Yeah. That shit is $5 per gallon.
That pierced my soul.
Like, I found one station that was $3.99. And that was regular.
It was off brand, huh?
Yeah.
It always is. It always is.
It was the off brand one, and I'm like, yeah, nope, not fucking up my engine.
And in fairness, though, during Obama, when I lived up there, it was, I saw it go as low as $2.99.
See, we need something like that. I'm gonna take this time to say a political statement: impeach Trump. We're almost there.
Almost.
Well, we could impeach him, but, you know, actually getting him out, removing him is the next process.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And I also don't want it to happen.
White people.
No, no.
Sticking with the orange
clan. Look. That's Halloween, first of all.
Well, he's been dressed up for Halloween since 2016.
I know, yeah, for real. You're not wrong. Look, he's in character. But
man, he's doing a good, damn good job at it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's a character actor. But I would say... I do. The reason I don't want to go for it is because we're already so close to an ending, and I don't mean to minimize all the stuff that he could do within that time. But I think if we go ahead and impeach him, or at least try to impeach him, which we're already doing.
Damn, keep dropping nuts.
we're just going to make it more likely that the Republicans are going to try and impeach whoever we put in office.
True.
That makes sense.
Think of it this way, though. If you don't hold a public official accountable for what they do, the things they do, the way they're coercing other countries to bend to their whim, you will have a dictatorship.
You're right, but I think people have been trying to hold them accountable. It's working or not is a different question.
Well, the things he's been saying lately that he is immune, which is true, he does have some immunities, doesn't mean he has all these immunities he's claiming. Yeah. Impeachment is a process for him to understand that he is not above the law. He claims he is, and the White House is refusing to work with the House of Representatives. So, you know, that's something that I actually think is smart. If they can actually get him impeached, fine. If they don't remove him, so what? At least we have the impeachment there so that he knows he's not above the law.
So you want to strip him of his immunity?
Yes.
Speaking of stripping.
Ah.
So, we heard a little story.
George.
So we heard a little story.
I have yet to hear it, but let's hear it.
Yeah, why don't you share it with us? Because I don't want to give anything away.
Alright, so let's see. September 27th was Hold on.
September 27th at 3:42 PM.
Hold on, this wasn't even a day. It was my friend Eric's birthday.
Ooh.
He lives in Walnut Creek over there in Bay.
Happy birthday, Eric.
So
because.
So the next day we had midterms. We didn't do anything on 27th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eric is from the South. Eric is gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, really cool guy. After midterms, we went to a bar.
Of course.
All the class was there. Everybody was drinking, getting drunk. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 o'clock after, like, we were, I guess, 4 hours of drinking in.
In the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
We went to this park. I don't know what the fuck it was called. I don't remember. It was super windy. But it was next to the Castro District.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, Castro District is West Hollywood, the gay district in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So we didn't head there exactly after the park. We went to this place to eat pupusas. I didn't really want any, so I didn't eat.
Pupusas are good.
Pupusas is a funny word.
Right?
I'm sorry, like... I know it's your language and all, but it just makes me giggle.
It's not my language.
Papusa. Give me some papusas.
Papusas.
Papusa. Give me that papasa.
Damn.
Guys, he's looking for number 6.
He really is. It's okay, Ty. Give me another 2 months, he'll find her.
I was smooth. Go for it. Continue the story.
Well, nice to know number 5 is gone. I'm glad. That's okay.
No, don't get distracted.
All right.
What about you?
Let's continue that. So they spent like 2 hours in there eating. I was chilling, talking. After the restaurant, we walked down because, you know, they wanted to go clubbing and celebrate his birthday. My birthday was on September 18th, the week prior to his. So at the same time, we were celebrating my birthday. So I was getting free drinks too. So we get to the... what the fuck is the club called? I don't remember. But first thing we see is a dick on the screen.
Naturally.
Naturally, yeah. We were with this Asian girl named Yang. She's from China, lived in San Diego for undergrad. Mm-hmm. Now she's in the Bay. She saw the dick on the screen and she's like, "What's that?" I look at it and say, "Yeah, that's softcore porn." She looks over to the back of the club and she's like, "What's that?" "Glory hole." Bro, shit was wild. Like, really fucking insane. Music finally starts up, club gets wild. Cool. We go to the center of the club, there's strippers. Not, you know, it's not strippers for like men and women, it's just men. I'm in there and I'm like, you know what? We're still celebrating Eric's birthday. It's mainly his birthday. My birthday was last week. Mm-hmm. I smacked the stripper that I was like, "Pah!"
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah. Bro, I was already a future.
Why?
So
did
care.
You want him to smack him on his dick? Like, where else would he smack him?
Yeah.
Maybe a pat on the back, like, keep up the good work, you know? Like, I don't. All right.
Like, make that money.
Yeah, man.
Smacked his ass. Boom. It's this white dude. Super ripped white dude. He turns around. He's the most flamboyant and nicest, you know, ripped white dude I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. He grabs my hand and he starts fucking rubbing it on himself. I'm like, wait. Not just me. It's his birthday. Mm-hmm. So I pull my friend over. Uh-huh. And he starts feeling him too. Uh-huh. And he looks at me. He's like, yeah, that's not my type. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Next few drinks come in. Dude's still up there dancing. I turn around and like, bah! Smack his ass again. And we continue dancing, but the dude came down and started talking in my ear. I don't know what he said.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Chris was flirting. I feel like if anybody is at fault here.
I put myself in the situation.
That's true. That's true. This just is wild.
Right?
This is wild.
It doesn't stop there.
Damn.
So, next dancer goes up. It's this black dude. I'm like, hey, look, he looks like my friend Ty.
What?
Not to say that every black guy looks the same, but...
Wow.
Particularly, they look like Ty.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. Hear me out. This one looks like Ty because he had the same hair, and he had the little beard and everything going. I'm like, oh, shit, that looks like Ty.
What the fuck?
It was Ty.
I barely remember this guy, but I did hear that I smacked his ass too. You know, and I'm still dancing. Next stripper goes up, it's another black dude. This is where it gets funny.
He also looks Thai.
No, he doesn't look like Thai. You can tell the difference.
He looked like George.
Sort of.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So, you know, he was a bit different. And at this point, I've got like 4 drinks in my hand, 2 empty and 2 full. I was stacking cups. Yeah, mm-hmm. And these drinks kept coming. The gay people just wanted to get me drunk, and yeah, I get it. And it was worth it because I only spent like, I spent under $40 that day.
Oh, they're trying to suck your dick.
Hold on, I'm getting there. So, so. So, I smacked this dude's ass too. Apparently, at this point, I had money. Some of it went into my pocket, the other went into this dude's G-string or whatever the fuck he had on. I don't remember. But apparently, once they gave me the money, I went over, I put it in there, I guess he turned around for me to smack his ass or feel it, mm-hmm. I wind it up.
Oh my god.
I just went, bah!
Wow.
Apparently this was really fucking hard, like extremely hard.
Uh-huh.
You ran them away.
No, hold on.
This is sexual abuse.
Hold on. Stripper turns around, looks at me, and just goes, ooh. And I walked away. I guess he wanted me to hit him again too, but I had already walked away.
You got his dick hard, bro. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with people, man? They love the abuse. That was weird.
Kinky American.
Yeah. So I walked away. You know, I'm still dancing in there. By this point, my friends left me in the club alone.
What?
One of them that had just gotten there saw me. He's like, hey, buddy, come on. We got to go. So we're walking out. We go to a taco place. And
the stripper follows you.
That's funny because that's what I thought. One moment, I'm in the club. I mean, in the fucking taco shop. Next moment, I'm outside. I look at this dude and I'm like, hey, are you the stripper? And this dude tells me, not all black people look the same. And he was right, but hold on, Ty, hold on. I was drunk, and he looked like the stripper, and then he's like, well, I'm flattered. I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. So this dude, he makes the comment, he's like, I know you're straight, but you're curious. I'm like, nah. He's like, you're curious. I'm like, no. He's like, who would smack an ass like that? I'm like, somebody who's drunk. And I just spent like 5 minutes laughing. Sure enough, he's dragging me, trying to pull me to the club. Back to the club. My friend comes out of the taco shop. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Leave my buddy, man. You can't take him. He's like, we're just going back to the club. He's like, no, no, no. My friend gets harassed in the process and molested. He gets his nipple pinched. He gets his ear licked and everything. And he finally ends up pulling me away. Keep in mind, this dude's kind of small. Mm-hmm. Like the one that's dragging me away. So he was struggling to pull drunk Chris away. And I get it. I'm a heavy bastard. But for some reason, he just kept trying to pull me. Now, I didn't notice this at the time. But you know how I'm an Instagram brick? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently Instagram lets you log in with the push of a button that says log in. And yeah. It just goes straight in. Mm-hmm. Somehow my phone was out. He got my Instagram. But I'll get to that later. So, my friends are recording after we get rid of this dude. And there's a video of me out there that says, I'm not gay. I just want to have fun. So I made it clear. But apparently... I need to get it.
You know what's interesting?
What?
I think it's interesting that it's not really socially frowned upon for gay people to do that. But if a man was to do that to a woman, like, no, and just drag her back to the club.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Instant problem.
Yeah. Instant problem.
Instant problem.
There's a total double standard there.
Shit was insane, man.
I'm not arguing that it should be acceptable for men to do that. I'm arguing that it shouldn't be acceptable for gay men to do that to other men, whether they're straight or not. But I think that's interesting.
I almost got kidnapped that night. Well, if he would have been a bit bigger, he would have taken me. But it's okay. Because I at least would have kept my ass virginity because he was a bottom. This is how I know. This is how I know.
God.
Hold on.
Oh my God, we're going to get canceled, guys.
The next morning, I check my phone. I've got messages that say, don't you want a blowjob? Chris, hello. My mouth is open. And sure enough, he sends me nudes. First off, he sent me a few of his ass. Then he sent me some bent over, and then his ass was spread open. So,
you know,
the memories! Oh my God!
Look.
No!
What the fuck? Bro, shit was wild.
I hate to victim blame.
I put myself in the situation.
But,
I know.
You repeatedly were smacking gay men's asses.
Hey, man.
What were they meant to think?
Is everybody gay in that district?
Not everybody.
What the fuck?
Okay, but a good percentage.
I wasn't dressed like a gay man. Not to say that you can...
Hold on.
Not to say that you can identify people by the way they dress. Because my friend doesn't look gay. He doesn't dress gay. He doesn't mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gay?
But he's gay.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, you know... It was just random. I'm sure if had there been a girl stripper up there too, I would have smacked her ass. I would have gotten a fucking heel to my face for sure. But
that's the other thing. You do that to a girl stripper.
Yeah, I know.
She's gonna fucking kill you.
I know.
That's another
unless
double
smack
standard.
Her right ass.
True.
But that's one in a million.
It is very true. You know, I've actually smacked her right ass in West Hollywood in the Abbey. She came down and told me something in my ear. I don't remember what she said, but
damn. Your alcohol consumption is wild.
Bro.
No, his girl stories are wild.
That too.
Like,
that too.
Yeah, it's all just wild, dude.
That too.
It was something else. I think by the end of the night, I had like 4 adioses.
Said adios,
right? 6 or 7 shots of tequila. Shot of vodka. Some bourbon. 2 whiskey sours. I'm surprised I didn't get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That shit was wild. Worse.
I've seen this.
It was a crazy night.
Yeah, it was crazy. And you know what else is crazy? The fact that we have to learn cursive in schools.
Damn, George is doing a great job today.
I'm trying, dude.
All right, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I see what he did. He took the stripper curve story into cursive. I get it.
Because them C's, they curve hard. All
right. Well, now I feel like I didn't live up to you, dude. Should use that.
Damn.
No, but really though, like since you've grown up, you know, we all had to learn cursive when we were like in grade school. Mm-hmm. Since you've grown up, how many times have you needed to use cursive?
Only on my signature.
I don't even use it in my signature.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just make loops.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like that.
First time for everything, right? Not just squiggles. I think it's cursive, but it's not.
Yeah. Do you really cursive out your name? Like actually cursive? If or I'm, do you just add loops to the T?
If I'm really trying, I would do cursive. Mm-hmm. But if I'm tired of signing shit, I would just do the T. School.
Yeah.
Then W. Dot.
You just told people how to do your name?
But how do you do my name per se?
Don't say per se, damn it. You just reminded me of torts.
Regardless.
You reminded me of the dude that sent me a picture of his asshole spread open.
Wait, you got yourself a bottom too? This is an interesting story. Go for it. You done fucked yourself up.
All right, make it quick though, because we've spent enough time on gay butts.
All right, it's a very short story. One morning, I wake up, I check my Instagram. I got a notification from somebody who I don't talk to. I open it. First thing I see is, hey, asshole spread open. I'm like, whoa. First thing that came to mind, screenshotted it, blocked the dude, sent it to my friends. Look what somebody sent me. Got heat from it ever since.
That's what you get.
That is what I get.
You don't share with your friends.
Yeah, I don't know who is worse. Because you shouldn't send unsolicited ass pics.
Yeah.
For starters.
Hey, he was making an offer. It was up to you to perform.
But at the same time, you know, I don't necessarily think that you should share naked photos of other people if they were just meant for you.
But he
put you in a position where
I didn't ask for it.
Yeah. So I don't know who I side with, but that's weird.
It's okay, man. You won't get sued in any way.
Thank you.
You wanna know why?
Why?
He put himself in that compromising situation.
That is very true.
But it's only because he does it so often and he's not sensitive to it. I'm pretty sure at the moment hold on. Here's the proper defense. He assumed the risk. You're okay.
Look at the lawyer.
Keep your assholes to yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Or don't. I mean, or Chris so seems to like it.
I mean,
it's not that I like them. People just enjoy sending them to me. So, yeah, I guess if you want to send me asshole pictures, you can DM them to me. I won't check them until after the semester's over anyway.
Nah.
I'll rate your ass, you know, 1 to 5. 5 being the best ass, 1 being, bro, tidy that shit up.
Okay.
All right. So where's
on the other hand, you can still send feet photos to George.
Oh, yep. Also
to Tata Duende.
Yes,
I was given a nickname by a transgendered woman. Well, she's a woman now. It's called Daddy. She sees me and she calls me Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at school. She's also becoming a lawyer.
Yeah,
I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. It's strange because she's got like huge breast implants and everything, and it's like, is it a chick with a dick or a dude with tits?
Yeah, so we cut this whole conversation out.
Okay.
We cut this whole conversation out. Yeah.
But back to this cursive shit.
Yeah, right, cursive, bro.
Bro, with cursive, I fucking suck. My teachers would always ask me, the fuck does this say? Like,
bitch, it's what you taught me.
It's what the little book taught me. I traced it and everything and it didn't work.
Yeah, they had the huge like lines with the dots in between.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it was that was. It doesn't make any sense,
right?
Because I spent 5 years from like second grade to like what, seventh, I guess.
Just about.
Bro, nobody uses that shit. You don't even.
Yeah.
Like you can even fucking change your font in Word to cursive and you'll never have to write that shit out.
Yeah, but furthermore, nobody even uses that font.
Yeah.
Like that's the crazy thing. Like even when they have the opportunity to do it easily, they still don't use it.
You make a good point.
It's like
this is why though, because professors and everybody else in real life wants Times New Roman. Why the fuck do we learn cursive? It's pointless.
Well, what do you think? Do you guys think that there is any reason that we would have had to learn cursive, even in like historical?
I guess maybe to distinguish signatures or like I don't know, write fancy in fancy situations, but I don't know.
I feel like cursive was history, well, it was the past's version of formality, you know? Because I'm sure that they had a regular writing system that they were okay with when they were writing to somebody to, or just writing shit out, like maybe say like a doctor, if you go into like, I don't know, 18th century doctor and they want to prescribe you something, I don't know how the shit works back then. I'm sure they just read it out in their own way, take this to that bitch over there, go get your leeches and have a good life, you know, but as a sense of like writing to somebody of that stature, I feel like cursive was a sense of formality, you know?
It might be. I mean, I used to work with this chick from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
She, every time she writes in cursive.
Mm.
And that's all she writes in. I mean, I personally wouldn't do it because...
That's stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful as fuck, but she does it with ease, so...
Maybe that's what she was taught how to write from the beginning.
Maybe. I'm starting to think that maybe we still adopt and use cursive in case we ever deal with foreign nations, because they probably still use it.
Yeah.
But at the majority of them, from what I've seen, don't even write cursive, at least a lot of American countries don't. I've read a lot of their papers and, well, they could do better.
I don't know about all that, but I do think that it's probably largely dependent on... In history, right, we didn't have any way, even before the typewriter, probably in college when you get a higher degree. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh.
That's George?
Yep, George. We used to have to write essays, and those essays couldn't be typed.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you'd have to write it out very nicely, all the correct spelling, all the correct little swoops.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
The little swoops.
And then... go out and hand it over. I would imagine.
I mean, I still misspell, even with spell check. Mm-hmm. That shit's there, but I suck. A little note. Academic people can't spell for shit. We just write. We sound things out.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you in elementary school. Sound it out. Maybe you'll get it. Nope.
That shit's a fucking lie.
It's a fucking lie.
English is cancer.
Alright. What we were just talking about was how stupid it is that you have to spend like 5 years learning cursive and then you never use it again.
So I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. I heard it on the way up. I do think it's stupid.
I have a question for you.
What happened?
How do the Chinese people write in cursive?
How do Chinese people write in cursive?
They don't.
So,
cursive is an English
thing. Yeah, it's an English thing. You don't write in cursive for Spanish.
So why? That's stupid.
Not generally.
It's a...
You could.
That's really
stupid. I mean, you
stupid.
Could because it's the same, like, dictionary and alphabet, but yeah, you don't generally.
You could, though.
So we write.
Just
because
you could do something doesn't mean that you do.
You just got to put the accents.
So we write in cursive.
Normally,
to make
you
English
wouldn't see
good.
You wouldn't see it in Spanish.
Yeah.
But yes, you are. It's possible. Just it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, but you could do it in Russian too. It's just because you can doesn't mean that.
Such a bro way to sit, man.
I know.
He's too cool.
He's
for
a real
us.
Man.
Why is this one?
That was a Thai question.
This is a different chair. Oh yeah, I was gonna say this feels bigger than before. Did I shrink? What happened?
Spread them.
What happened?
Spread them. Spread your fucking legs.
Do you want to switch?
So what are the topics for today?
So we are.
Oh wait, you guys been recording already?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been going this whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to cut some shit.
Welcome back, guys.
All right.
Okay.
So we did talk about learning cursive and Chris gave us a few updates.
Okay.
You missed them.
We were gonna talk about Taste of Soul, but I think it might be good before we jump into that.
All right.
To talk about what you're gonna be doing. Because last time you were on the podcast, if you remember, you said that you were going to be moving to San Diego.
Yes. Oh, so, right. So you want the new update?
Yes.
Okay.
George update.
Yeah, so turns out, guys, that I will be moving up north with Chris, what, 2 hours away from me, about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So my brother, I don't know if I ever said it on the podcast, but my brother has a gym in Sacramento called Sacramento Eco Fitness.
Check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's definitely the first one of its kind here in the United States. It's all eco-friendly. The machines that they have there create watts, so it powers the building itself. they have a battery big enough to hold watts for months and years.
Does he have a clause that protects him from being sued?
As far as I know, he does. Okay. As far as I know, because it's not.
The lawyer asking the lawyer questions. Damn.
Good. Yeah, because you know I know all the lawyer stuff and whatnot. Yeah, you know.
I just want to make sure.
What?
As far as I know, he has. As far as I know, he has done all that stuff to protect himself.
I could cry right now.
Why?
We're all in the same room together again.
I know, it's really nice. And this is gonna be the last time for a while.
Unless me and Chris are gonna create a podcast up there just to combine with you guys. Just combine what you guys put to, you know, have the same conversation from a distance.
I'm sticking with my podcast name. You've been separated.
Wait, what? Yes, like, listen.
Yeah, that shit was fire. That was great.
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure.
Tell me, if you weren't recording with us, though, would you listen?
What's this podcast?
Yes, I would listen.
Okay. All right, so you're better than Chris.
Yeah.
But yeah, so actually that news came up like two Fridays ago.
Mm-hmm.
Two Fridays ago, and my brother asked me if he can go because he's might be leaving for deployment.
Mm.
So while he's gone, he wants me to take over the gym, just take care of it, make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
Learn about the gym, pretty much do what he does, as also take care of his clients.
Yeah.
So that way they don't lose a trainer and he doesn't lose his clients when he gets back.
Mm-hmm.
So I earn money that way and everything. And also I get to stay at his apartment for free.
Yeah.
You know, so it's making sure it's done. It's a helpful thing. But like my brother, he does everything last minute.
I have another house.
I mean, yeah, it's more of like a very small.
I have another floor.
There you go.
Guys, it's a wallless house with walls and a ceiling.
While you're up there, visit this place called Sauces Fresh.
Sauces Fresh?
Salsa.
Salsa Fresh.
I thought you said Sausage Fresh.
No. You
hey, after your story?
After my story?
I have the right to believe that. Okay.
Right. And so, you believe nudes on the regular? You receive nudes, assholes, on the regular. Relax.
Just don't bother. We've already talked enough about assholes.
We received the plethora.
Oh, we're gonna have to
that
again
once.
On the next one.
You'll hear about it.
But yeah, so, no, I might be gone for about a year.
So my question, because we were talking about it earlier, and I was a little bit confused.
Yeah.
You said you're still moving your stuff down to San Diego, right?
Yes, I'm still moving stuff.
So if you're gonna be gone for a year, what does that mean? That you're gone for a year and then you go back down to San Diego for a year? Or?
Yes. The move to San Diego is still gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that is postponed until I can, you know, go do what I gotta go do for my brother up in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, come back to San Diego, and it'd be a lot easier for me to be able to come back and do the podcast. Like today, I just drove up today.
Yeah.
And, you
should
know,
I move to UC San Diego?
I mean,
always, of course. I mean, I don't
see
why.
San Diego School of Law, which one, man?
Well,
I mean, you can't do it now.
The reason
be up north.
The reason I ask is because I know that that the reason you wanted to go to San Diego, right, was
mm-hmm.
to kind of stockpile some money and
yeah.
so that you could come back to LA and pursue your acting career
mm-hmm.
and well, film career in general, right?
Yes.
So, what? I guess I'm not trying to question you, but I am curious. So then what is the purpose of spending 2 years? Because wouldn't you be stockpiling that money while you are up in Sacramento?
You won't
yes.
be rich enough.
Yes and no. It's not going to be great pay in the sense of, you know, working at the gym. Because the gym is doing well, but it's not doing, you know, 24-hour fitness, LA fitness
yeah.
well.
Because mm-hmm.
the what they're trying to do right now is... The whole point of my brother even going on deployment, switching from the Marines to the Army, that's a big switch. They
yeah.
pay a lot. They pick a big bonus just for Marines to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he's an officer.
Mm-hmm.
So his pay is going to be good. Now the switching is reservist duty orders to active duty.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be gone for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's hoping to get is, if not all of it, hopefully a good chunk of the money he needs to start franchising.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, he can, you know, get out of this little hole that they're going through, so that they can finish the process, the franchise,
yeah.
and start, you know, become, you know, start moving out and, you know, becoming the same as, you know, 24-hour fitness, LA fitness and whatnot, as far as like being everywhere,
mm-hmm.
but having the same concept of eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Careful with his contacts, like as in where he puts them.
Yeah, He's been pretty careful about it. It's not, that's why he's not rushing it. But this is an opportunity that's come his way, and he's like, you know what? It's been a while since like we've been trying to franchise,
mm-hmm.
but this could help. You know, it's one step at a time. So as of right now, that's what it's looking like. But of course, you never know what could happen. He might not even get the orders to get picked up. So then the whole move would change. But you know, as of right now, he needs somebody to go and run the gym for when he's
just in case.
Just in case, and it's you know, it's a simple fact that my brother asked me for help, so you know.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
Yeah, of course.
How much is the membership?
I don't know. I think there's different ones for the membership just to use the gym. I think it's like, I don't know, $40-$60 a month.
Oh, that's not bad.
Maybe, and then but you can also apply to get a trainer and whatnot and things like that.
Tell
I don't
them to
know.
Sponsor
I could be.
Us.
I could be wrong. Huh?
Tell them to sponsor us.
Well, that actually. So what I actually just started yesterday, I set up the account. I went on my YouTube account and I set up like a channel.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is, while I'm over there, make some content, you know.
Yeah,
make
so that
create
way
a vlog.
You're not doing nothing.
Exactly.
You
know,
you
create a vlog, create some fans and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, go visit Chris in San Francisco.
Ooh,
he comes out to Sacramento. You know, things like that. You know, just show the daylight. And then even then, you know, plug in the podcast while I'm up there.
Yeah.
And you know, who knows, maybe I can, you know, do something that I can send your way and you can add on the podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we can work it out. Again, these are all ideas.
Yeah,
I set it up so that way I can, you know, have something while I go up there.
Yeah, no,
cool.
I think that makes sense.
That would be interesting,
you know. And they still have acting agencies and everything up there, so I'm still pursuing that.
There's a lot of them.
There is. I did some research yesterday. I couldn't go in blinded.
Yes.
Blind.
Are you still? But you still eventually want to move back here, I'd imagine.
Yeah, eventually.
Because LA is still the hub compared to the Bay Area.
It is. It really
also,
is.
When I come back to LA, we're all roommates.
We're all roommates.
Oh yeah, like we are all roommates.
Yeah. What if I have a girlfriend by then?
Then she's a roommate. She's a roommate too.
Yeah, no, fuck her.
She's a roommate too, but I won't impose the role I put on my brothers.
What's the role?
It was funny. When they were all single, I'm just like, no girl comes through that door before unless I fuck her first.
Whoa.
Point being,
whoa.
I won't impose the rule, damn it. But this was funny.
He would impose that rule.
I wouldn't.
Don't.
I wouldn't.
You should. If you live with him, never bring your girlfriend around.
No.
You can never come to my house.
So
you know, Chris. If I say Chris is there, you leave.
Fucking run. Run.
Hey, I won't be there often. I'm gonna be in court all the time anyway.
I don't want a balloon. I want a woman. Wait.
All I heard was, Chris, get me a fuck toy.
That's what you just said.
Is it?
No.
And I'm not saying
that. Well, I don't know how it flipped it around and went to him.
I'm not saying that girls are fuck toys, but I'm going to get you something from Japan.
All right, moving on. So, Taste of Seoul.
Get a taste of it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is that the restaurant right here on Central?
Is it a movie?
No.
Is it a song?
No.
Is it soul food?
Is it a new podcast?
No.
Is it a toy?
It sounds like something.
I mean,
is it your name?
Producer.
Is it a book?
Tiberius Taste of Seoul Fillmore.
I love it.
I love it, dude. It works.
Okay, what's Taste of Seoul?
Ty, lead us in.
Fucking ignorance, bro.
I've only got legal shit in here. Literally,
hey, there's shit that you don't know.
That is very true. I'm denying my ignorance.
Literally, all the
damn
shit you're saying right now, I was just thinking in law terms. Like, I'm looking at
a step too far.
Something you like.
All right.
The Taste of Seoul is an R&B soul festival that takes a Crenshaw and Stocker all the way to Crenshaw and now renamed Street Obama. That whole portion of Crenshaw is blocked off for nothing but concerts, food trucks and food stands, mini games and other little concession stands, and niggatry.
Whoa.
Wow. It's tight. He's allowed.
Thank you.
Well, if I go there asking about it, I can't, I mean,
yeah.
Obviously,
where,
I can't say
where
can't,
is the tree?
You know, the tree with the, I can't say it. Nope, not gonna do it. Not
I can
it.
Tell you where to find it.
Where?
The what tree?
Is it on Obama Boulevard?
No, on Crenshaw and King.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Oh, where the Krispy Kreme is?
Yeah. Every event on that street, there's always going to be some type of gang violence going on over there. It always happens.
So that's where not to be.
That's where not to be.
That's not always true. I live right by there.
Bless your heart, sir.
Okay.
Are there not gang activities where you
live? The times that I've been out there, no.
Well, but you don't like read the news and like see, because I hear about and read about shit that happens around here.
Oh. I saw a drug raid Friday.
Wow.
We're not heading home.
You got tickets and you were able to go or what?
Huh?
You got tickets to go or what?
You got a seat, front row.
Woo! Go guys! Yeah! Fuck the police! Yeah!
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Come for you. Oh my gosh.
I was cheering for the people that get away, but they didn't.
Yeah. Wow. They never do.
Uh-uh.
But granted, you guys, A Taste of Soul is not a bad thing. It's very fun. Very famous artists and
can I expect to see R. Kelly there?
All right.
Wow.
Moving on.
As of now, no.
What kind of artist are you? Is he still like
that? I believe they said Carrie Hilson was there yesterday. Ooh. So you'll expect to see artists like her. I think a couple years ago, 112 performed.
Who's that?
112 is a singing group. They sing Cupid, Peaches and Cream.
Oh, Peaches and Cream, yeah. No, I don't know that.
Peaches and Cream. Yes, that's
all right.
Take it away, Jack. Take it away.
Yeah.
And I think my first time going there, an upcoming artist named Luke James, he was there.
Oh, I've heard of him, actually.
Yeah, Luke James. Boy, that boy can sing. All right.
He got excited, like, when, you know, I got excited hearing Rick James.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, when you see males at strippers' asses.
And oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. You know. That, too. I enjoy it.
I'm assuming that's what that update is.
He was smacking man asses.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to that.
I'll tell you the
story. We'll get back to
this.
That.
I'll tell you
the story. Obviously, I missed the first part of this.
Oh, you missed a lot.
Continue.
He was Super Saiyan God smacking man asses.
I made some dude's dick get hard when I smacked his ass.
See, that was a much better way to tell the story than how you told it. You spent like 20 minutes on it, and you just summed it up in like 3 seconds, and it was better.
Chris, I don't know what you're doing inside my sister, but I don't like it.
And I know.
I ain't gay, but I'm having fun.
He's getting turned out. And he's cheating on
me. I'm not getting turned out. People are getting turned out.
Alright, but you enjoyed Taste of Soul?
Yeah, Taste of Soul is an amazing experience. Once again, I just hate that whenever you get to Crenshaw and King, there's always a slight chance of seeing everybody run. And you know how.
Just don't go to Crenshaw and King.
That's true, but they also have some good stands there. Like, for example, I got this shirt from a stand that was right next to Crenshaw and King.
Hyundai.
Yes. Hyundai was sponsors for one of the concerts there. And I believe they had either. What's his name? Either Charlie Wilson or Stevie Wonder performing on their stage.
I go with Stevie.
All right, so one of the two, he was there, just blowing up, just singing. But they were there, and they were showing off their new Hyundai Sonata, the 2020, and the Hyundai Tuscan. The Hyundai Sonata looks like sex.
I forgot you said that.
Here we go again.
I thought we were past this.
You would remember, Chris, if you listened to the fucking podcast.
God damn.
Actually, he did say on the last one that just happened. He did. Yeah. He did say it, and then we all just were like, nope. Nope.
It's not. You. That's the problem. You guys want to argue with the word. You got to just accept it. Just embrace that this is.
So, I do.
You should embrace to know when to use it. That's the point.
How are you going to tell me when to use my own word? What?
Look.
I guess you got me on that one. Yeah. I can't really argue with that. My fucking word. I use it like what?
All right.
Wait.
I trademarked that shit.
He's going to be like America, all right? The dictionary's going to be out, but we're going to tell you how to use it properly.
I am black.
Calm your ass down. Calm your titties.
I will say, I have a confession.
Oh. Right?
Ingrid,
I know.
This, I told you.
No, this is a little bit of a betrayal.
Oh,
but when I go back and I listen to the podcast, sometimes I actually understand what Ty is saying.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, George. I know. We usually present a united front.
Yeah.
And I try, and most of the time I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I've gone back. I've listened to a couple, and I've been like, you know what? Sometimes I understand how Ty gets to the point he gets to.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand it in the moment.
That's my issue. I just don't understand how he gets there at that moment. Okay. Ty, take us out.
Once again, you guys, we gotta just take a couple seconds to just say thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, aka the universe, whatever you want to acknowledge, to say that we got the team back together.
I'm gonna say thank you, Cookie Monster.
That's good enough for me. Thanks, somebody, because we are back in this bitch, baby. Alright, but only for today. It's gonna be a while before we get back together, but hey, we don't think about the future. My granny always said we gotta stress ourselves about the here and the now. Mm. And because of that, I'm happy. All right, I'm truly ecstatic. All right, so thank you for making the drive to come here and sit with us, to sit with this black man that you don't like. truly, truly. Thank you for it.
You're welcome.
All right.
So he doesn't hear the dying.
All right. And I thank you, you beautiful gay man.
Although he should have told us sooner. But
yeah, I mean, it's okay. I saw it coming.
Like, I won't deny it. Because the more you deny it, the more people will actually think you are. So I'm just like, I'll write it out for a bit.
Just know.
What the fuck did I miss?
I'm this close right now to proposing to you.
Just know you'll be the bottom.
I take that back.
It's, it's funny because it's true.
And thank you, sir. Robert, you also aren't getting recognized enough, sir.
Thank you.
You're right. You do a lot of hard stuff for this here podcast to happen. For example, you offer up your couch.
Yeah, not everybody.
You know? So I really do appreciate every little thing that you do, man. I love you all, my brothers. All right. And on that note, now we bring this here to a proper close. Thank you, you guys, for listening. All right. We got...
Chris.
We got... We got...
Robert.
And we got... Bitch.
I've always been Batman. You know, I feel like whenever I listen to him do this shit, I feel like I'm in like a black church.
He does get like that.
Yeah,
he goes,
like,
he goes
like
full preacher status. Yeah.
Oh, that's what he used to do? Full preacher.
You'd be great. Bro, if you become a preacher, I'll be at church every Sunday.
I would just
support. just heckling.
Like,
hey, man.
God believes in you. God doesn't exist.
Hey,
you still hung over from yesterday?
Cause
I'm off,
fucked up. All right.
Hey, the pizza's here.
All right, bro, we gotta go. I love you all, you guys. See y'all next episode.
Peace out, guys.
Deuces.
Adios.